Well, good afternoon, everyone.
It's lovely to see you, and it's for me a real, real joy to be back with you.
弟兄姐妹们午安，然后我非常荣幸今天可以再次回到大家中间一起来证道。
It's been a little while.
The last time I was with you on a Sunday afternoon, I was in very good health.
上次的周日下午我在这里的时候我还非常的健康。
And I'm sure most of you are aware, towards the end of the summer in August time, I had a very bad turn of health.
我想大家都知道到那个八月底的时候我身体出了一些状况。
I ended up with a bleed on my brain.
就是我脑子里有点溢血。
And I just say that because I want to say thank you to all of you because I know that you were there with me praying.
然后我想要跟每一位道谢，因为我知道你们很多人都在为我祷告。
And I just want to affirm that we have a very gracious God.
我只想要确认说，我们真的有一位非常有恩慈的神。
After only 6 weeks, I was given the all clear.
六周以后，仅仅六周以后，我就被医生说没有问题了。
And so I feel that even though it was serious, and I very, very easily might not have been here again.
虽然说对，就是这样想起来有点，就是他不一定可以真的再一次来到我们中间。
I've experienced something of the healing power of God in my life.
我在我生命中经历了神医治的大能。
And so I want to say to any one of you this morning, if you are going through something, there is a God who is with you who cares about every detail of your life.
所以我想要告诉你们每一位，如果你正在经历一些事情的话，你要记得神他真的在乎你生命中的每一刻。
And that's really important today as we come to looking at, you know, Isaiah chapter 9.
非常重要就是今天我们来看以赛亚书第九章的时候。
Today we are going to think about that child who had many names.
我们需要去思考这个荣耀尊名的圣子。
And it's very important because for this child who had many names, he was going to grow to become a man who would save and rescue us.
这位圣婴他将长大成人，成为一个可以来拯救我们的一个人。
And the scripture is very clear, the child that is born was given for us.
经文非常明确的说，这个婴孩是为我们而生的。
Given to us.
他是为了我们赐给我们的。
So that we could have hope, and freedom, and life.
所以我们才会有盼望，有自由，有生命。
Isaiah 9 starts with a group of people living in a land of deep darkness.
以赛亚书第九章开始讲到说，一群人他们住在一个非常黑暗的地方。
And whilst it was written to the nation of, you know, Israel,
虽然它是写给以色列这个国家的。
It is also written to every person who has ever lived throughout history.
但同时也是写在我们历史中的每一位人。
Because each of us was born into a world of darkness.
因为我们每一个人出生都经历过这样的黑暗。
And so there isn't a single person here who does not know the darkness.
所以我们这里没有一个人是没有经历过不知道什么是黑暗的。
All of our lives have been touched by things that are evil.
我们在生命中都有经历过一些邪恶的事情。
Things that are not pure.
一些不干净的事情。
Things that rob us of our humanity.
一些对抗我们人性的事情。
And so today, as we come to look at this child,
所以今天当我们来看这位圣子。
This child was sent to people in the darkness.
圣子是赐给在黑暗中的每一个人。
And so today's message really is a message of hope.
所以今天的信息是一个有盼望的信息。
Because this child with many names has the power to make all of the difference.
因为这位拥有许多尊名的这个婴孩，他可以让这个世界不一样。
Now, one of the things that I'm very, very, you know, interested by is names.
我对名字这件事情非常有兴趣。
I think a name is fascinating.
我想命名和名字非常的有意思。
Understanding what your name is and what it means.
去理解你的名字是什么，它的意义是什么。
My name, Timothy,
我的名字 Timothy,
is a Greek name.
是一个希腊的名字。
From the Bible.
是从圣经来的。
And it means to honor God.
意思是去尊荣神。
And so I was told from a very small boy.
所以当我还是一个小男孩的时候，我是这样听的。
That Tim, you have to honor God with every bit of your life.
家长说 ，Tim， 你需要在你生命中的每一刻都能够尊荣神。
Now I shared a little bit of this last week in our joint service.
上周在联合崇拜我分享过一点。
Charlotte and I had to name our two children.
那个夏牧师和我要取名字给我们两个小孩取名字的时候。
And let me ask you, who do you think should name that child?
让我问你们，你们觉得是谁应该要帮这个出生的婴儿取名字
？The mother or the father?
是妈妈还是爸爸？
Or grandma. Or grandma. Well, I mention this because Charlotte and I, as we were trying to name our children,
我提到因为我夏牧师跟我试着去起名字的时候
we had disagreements.
我们俩吵架，有不意见不合的东西
We had arguments.
我们有吵架。
And it took a long time to resolve.
然后花了很多时间才解决这个帮小孩起名字的问题。
In all fairness, the first name was easy.
通常第一个名字很简单。
The first child, our son, Israel.
然后所以我们的儿子叫以色列。
Charles and I both knew we wanted a good name from the Bible.
夏牧师跟我都同意说我们要从圣经里起一个好名字。
And the Bible has lots and lots of boys' names.
那圣经里有很多男孩子的名字。
But for me, I had always been taken with the name Israel.
但是对我来讲，我一直对以色列这个名字非常的有这个感觉。
A lot of people ask us today, did you name your son after the nation, after the country Israel?
很多人问我说，你是不是用以色列这个国家，因为这个国家的名字而起名。
I say no.
我说不是的。
We named him after a person called Israel.
我是以这个圣经里这个以色列雅各这个。
And so many people are shocked. Because they just think it's a country. They don't know that there's a person called Israel.
很多人很惊讶，因为他们只知道以色列是一个国家名，他们不知道圣经里有这样一个人物的名字。
But of course, Israel started out as with the name Jacob.
但是以色列是从雅各这边开始的。
And so, if you know the story, Jacob had an older brother called Esau.
所以如果你知道故事的话，雅各有一个哥哥叫以扫。
These two boys were always fighting with each other.
这两兄弟是一直打架的。
Anybody else's sons fight with each other?
有没有人的孩子也是一直打架？两双胞胎。
They were always fighting.
他们一直打架。
And one day Jacob stole something from his brother.
然后有一天雅各从以扫那里偷了一点东西。
And Esau wanted to kill his brother.
然后以扫就想要杀掉他弟弟雅各。
So Jacob ran away.
所以雅各就逃跑了。
Well, after years of running, Jacob had decided it's time to go back and to become friends with my brother again.
逃跑很多年以后，雅各决定他应该要回到以扫那里去跟他再重新和好。
And the Bible tells us that Jacob is walking and an angel of the Lord appears.
圣经告诉我们，所以雅各在走路，然后一个天使出现了。
And Jacob wrestles with that angel.
然后雅各与这个天使开始摔跤。
All night long he wrestles.
整个晚上跟他在摔跤。
And at the breaking of the dawn,
然后终于到清晨的时候
for the angel, he just knocks his hip out of its joint.
然后天使在他的大腿筋上扭了一下。
And he says, you're going to walk with a limp now for the rest of your life.
现在开始你必一生要瘸腿。
But because you wrestled with God, you will have a new name.
但是因为你跟天使来摔跤，所以呢，你将会得到一个新的名字。
And so he gave him the name Israel.
所以他给他起名叫做以色列。
And so the meaning of that name is to wrestle with God.
所以以色列这个名字的名意思就是与神摔跤。
Well, Pastor Shah and I gave our son the name Israel.
所以夏牧师跟我就给我们第一个儿子起名叫以色列。
And for my son, he is always wrestling.
然后结果我的儿子就一直在摔跤。
Wrestling his sister, wrestling his friends, wrestling his dad.
跟他妹妹摔跤，跟他朋友摔跤，跟他爸爸摔跤。
But the name fits.
但这个名字非常适合他。
Well, for my daughter,
那我的女儿。
Pastor Shah and I found it more a lot more difficult.
那夏牧师跟我觉得比较困难。
Pastor Charlotte wanted a very unusual name for my daughter.
夏牧师想要起一个非常奇特的名字。
I wanted a very like classic English sounding name.
我想要一个比较就是经典的一个英文名。
And so we argued for a long time.
我们俩讨论很久。应该要起什么名？
Well, if you don't know, for my daughter, her name is Aurora.
如果你不知道的话，我的女儿她的名字叫做 Aurora。
We have people come and ask us, did you name her after the princess from Sleeping Beauty?
有些人就来问说，哦，你是不是从睡美人那里取的名字 Aurora?
Princess Aurora.
因为 Aurora 是那个公主的名字。
I said, no, I had no idea what the name of the princess was.
我说不是啊，我没有看过那个童话，不知道。
We named her Aurora because one night I was watching a show on the TV.
我取这个名字是因为有一天晚上我在电视上看一个节目。
All about the Northern Lights.
全部都是关于这个北极光，极光的。
You know those beautiful greens and blues that you can see in the night sky. The further north you go.
蓝蓝绿绿的那些非常漂亮的颜色。
Well, that is called an aurora.
那个极光的英文就是 aurora.
The beautiful, colorful lights.
非常漂亮的彩色的这些光。
The meaning of the name actually means the dawn. The dawn. The first light of the day.
Okay, 所以这个名字的意思其实就是清晨的第一道曙光。
So no, I did not name her after a princess.
所以我不是因为一个公主的名字而起名的。
I named her after the beautiful light.
而是因为那个美丽的光。
And every time I see my daughter, it's like the light of Jesus is shining into my heart.
所以每次我见到我的女儿的脸，就好像耶稣的那个漂亮的光照到我的心中。
You see, names are important.
所以你听到吗？名字是非常重要的。
You all know how important a name is.
你们都知道命名是很重要的事情。
For many of you, your name
你们中间的很多的名字
had a very deep meaning as to why you were given that.
这是一个有一个很深奥的故事，为什么他们会起名。
And because many of you know how, you know, important a name is,
你们中间很多人知道命名很重要。
A name is about meaning, but a name is also about identity.
是关于意义，也是关于身份。
Many of you, when you came to this nation,
我们中间很多，当你来到这个国家的时候
，you chose another name.
你就选了第二个名字
，an English name.
一个英文的名字。
Name which is your birth name, but also a name that you chose for yourself when you came here.
所以你有一个出生的一个原名，但是你来到这里的时候，你又有一次机会选了一个自己的名字。
And I wonder how did you choose that name if you chose one for yourself?
然后我非常好奇你怎么选这个名字的。
Well, I had a friend who grew up in a nation called Papua New Guinea.
我有一个朋友，他在 Papua New Guinea 这个地方成长。
And He was from a tribe.
然后他是来自一个这个种族。
And life was hard for many of the people living there.
在那个族群里，生活非常艰辛。
Many of the homes were very broken.
他们很多的家庭很破碎。
Poverty.
很多的贫困。
Alcohol.
很多的酗酒问题。
Ruining the lives of people.
让这些人的生命都很破碎。
And my friend, when he was born,
那我朋友在那里出生
The name which he was given,
然后他被赐予一个名字是,
was a number,
是一个数字。
Because for this family having all these children,
因为对于他的家庭来说有这么多的小孩,
they didn't care enough to give them real names.
所以太多小孩了，干脆就用一个数字来代替。
So they literally named them 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
所以他的小孩就是一二三四五。
Now imagine growing up with a name like that.
想象你如果是这样的环境中长大。
Somebody doesn't care enough to give you a real name. You're literally just a number.
你没有人在意给你一个真实的名字，你只是一个数字而已。
Well, my friend, when he was older,
所以我朋友当他长大以后
left that nation and moved to London, England.
他就离开那个国家，然后来到伦敦，英国。
And when he came to England, he was asked as he was there at the kind of airport.
但当他到伦敦的时候，他就被问
，What's your name？
你是什么名字
？And he's thinking, how do I explain that my name is three？
所以他就在想，我怎么跟这个海关解释说我的名字就是三三这个数字
？So he decided there and then, I'm going to give them another name。
所以他就决定了，我要起一个新的名字。
And he had just recently come to know the Lord.
那他最近呢，刚信主。
And there was a kind of hero of the faith who he loved reading the stories about.
所以他就对这个读经，然后有了经文里的一个人特别有兴趣。
An old saint called Patrick.
就是这个 Patrick。
And so he said to the person, "My name is Patrick."
对，他就告诉他说，我的名字就是叫 Patrick.
And it stuck. That's his name now, Patrick.
Oh, okay. 所以他现在他的名字就叫做 Patrick.
And for him, his name had incredible meaning.
对于他来讲，这名字有很重大的一个意义。
If I'm going to be a Patrick, I have to live like Patrick.
如果我想要成为这个 Patrick, 我必须要活出像 Patrick 这样的人。
Which means I have to become a missionary.
意思就是我要变成一个宣教士。
And so that's what he does.
所以这个就是他现在做的事情。
He chose a name that gave him meaning and purpose.
他选择了一个名字是给他意义，给他身份的一个认同。
And now he's living for the Lord.
现在他就为主而活，成了一个宣教士。
Now I say all of this, that's a lot of stories.
所以有很多很多的故事。
But I say this because as we now come to look at the child with many names.
但是当我们现在来看到我们的耶稣基督，他有许多的名字的时候，
every name is important.
每一个名字都非常的重要。
Every name is important because each and every one of us needs to know this child.
每一个名字都很重要，因为我们每一个人都需要来认识这个圣婴。
Now we read it in Isaiah 9 verse 6.
所以我们在以赛亚书第九章第六节这样读的。
It begins by saying, "To us a child is born, to us a son is given."
开始说是因有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们。
The government shall be upon his shoulder.
政权必担在他的肩头上。
What that means is, in this world, all like authority is all his.
这个意思是在这个世上所有的权柄都是他的。
And his name shall be called.
他的名称为
Wonderful Counselor.
奇妙策士。
Mighty God.
全能的神。
Everlasting Father.
永在的父。
Prince of Peace.
和平的君。
Now this child was given many names.
这个孩子被赐予很多的名字。
And each of these names reveals something very, very important about that child.
每一个名字都是关于这个孩子非常重要的一个特点。
In case you haven't realized, that child is Jesus.
如果你还不知道的话，这个婴孩就是耶稣基督。
And each of these names reveals something very unique about him.
每一个这个名字都让我们看到关于耶稣非常独特的一个东西。
You see, Jesus is just like you and I.
你看，耶稣基督就像我跟你。
He is flesh and he's blood.
他道成了肉身，他成为人的样式。
He was born to a mother.
他是由玛利亚所生。
He had to be nurtured and fed by her.
他必须被养育，被母亲养育长大。
He had to learn how to speak and how to write.
他要去学习怎么样讲话，学习怎么样写字。
He had to go to school just like our kids have to go to school.
他要去上学，就像我们现在小朋友都要上学一样。
He had to learn a trade.
他得去学习怎么样去交易。
He had to make a living.
他需要去赚钱。
He got hungry.
他也会饿。
He got tired.
他也会累。
And sometimes he was so scared or just worried about things.
有时候他也会害怕，有时候他也会非常的担忧。
We read about it, like even when he's praying, he's sweating tears like drops of blood.
我们在经文中读到，就算他在祷告的时候，他有甚至有流汗，然后非常的压力非常大的时候。
So what I'm saying is Jesus is like you and I.
所以耶稣就是像你和我一样的，是个人。
Entirely human.
完全的人。
And yet at the same time, Jesus is so unlike you and I.
但是在同一时间，他又跟你我非常的不一样。
Because he is also entirely God.
因为他也是全然百分之百的神。
And in these names, we learn certain things about Jesus.
所以在这些名字里，我们就可以学习关于耶稣的一些特点。
The first thing we learn is that he's a wonderful counselor.
第一件事情是他是奇妙测试。
Now, I don't quite know how that word, you know, translates, but in the English, counselor is kind of someone that you go to who listens to your problems.
对，测试就是一个你会去找他，去把你的问题交给他，他会引领你的一个。
You go and speak to this person.
你会去找他跟这个人讲话。
And they will usually ask you lots of questions.
然后通常他们会问你很多很多的问题。
Listen to your answers.
然后听你的答案。
And then they might try to guide you on things that you can do to fix your problem.
然后他们可能会试着去给你引领方向，然后帮助你解决这个问题。
I wonder today, where do you normally go for guidance?
我想你们现在如果你需要指引的时候，你通常都会去找谁呢？
Maybe you go to social media.
可能你去社交媒体。
Dear world, help me with this problem.
AI.
AI, yeah.
人工智能去问问题，去找辅导，去找到 AI 去了。
Maybe, you know,You go on to WeChat.
可能你上微信找答案。
I have a problem.
看小视频。
Maybe you go to a trusted friend.
可能你会去找一个你很信任的朋友。
Someone who knows you, who can give real insights.
可能是一个对你很熟悉的人，他可以真的给你一些洞悉。
Maybe you go to your pastor.
可能你去找李叔。
Pastor Champing, help me fix this problem.
李牧师，帮帮我，救救我，帮我解决这个问题。
Now, when the Bible says Jesus is a wonderful counselor,
但是圣经里说耶稣是奇妙测试。
It doesn't mean that he is there to fix all of your problems.
不是说他会来帮你解决你所有的问题。
But it does mean that he's there to give you true guidance.
但是意思就是他会给你真正的一个引领。
Jesus was so aware of this that he said in John 14, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
耶稣真的非常清楚他的身份，以至于他在约翰福音说，我就是道路、真理、生命。
He even says in Matthew, if you listen to these words of mine and put them into practice, you're like a wise builder.
他也告诉我们说，如果你听我的话就去行的，你就像一个非常有智慧的一个建筑。
Because the guidance of Jesus is always true and it's always good.
因为耶稣给我们的指引，给我们的方向一定是真实的，一定是最好的。
What that means for us is that when we're thinking about this child with many names, if you have things that you're trying to work through,
所以如果你生命中有一些问题你需要去突破的话,
then Jesus is the very best person that you can go and talk to about it.
那你最好的一个辅导者一个测试就是去找耶稣基督。
Speaking to your pastor is good.
跟李牧师讲是非常好的。
Speaking to a trusted friend is good.
跟你一个信任的朋友去讲也是非常好的。
Asking the world on WeChat maybe not so good.
在微信上问可能不太好。
But let me ask you,Before any of these,
但是让我问你，在做这一些之前
，Do you talk to Jesus about it?
你会去跟耶稣讲你的问题吗
？You see, that's the beauty and the gift of prayer.
这个就是祷告真的是带来的一个非常美妙的事情。
We can go to Jesus and talk to him about anything.
我们可以来到耶稣面前，然后跟他讲任何的事情。
And Jesus has ways of letting us know the good way.
耶稣有方法会让我们知道那个最好的道路是哪一条。
Sometimes through His Word,
有时候是透过他的话语。
The way will be shown.
然后你就看到那个明确的道路。
Sometimes God through His Spirit will give us wisdom or clarity.
有时候是透过圣灵给我们智慧，给我们清楚的方向。
Sometimes it's in the words of a song.
有时候可能是在你敬拜中的一些歌词感动了你。
Or the word of, you know, encouragement shared by a brother and sister in Christ.
或者是一个属灵的弟兄姐妹给你的一个智慧的言语。
But there's a point here is if we want that wise counsel,
但是如果说我们希望有这一个非常有智慧的测试
we have to talk to him.
我们必须要跟耶稣来讲话。
The second thing that we read about this child is that he's also called Mighty God.
第二件事情是他也是被称为全能的神。
What this means is that in the person of Jesus,
所以在耶稣基督里面
it's the same power that created the whole universe.
有跟创造宇宙万物一样的能力在耶稣基督里面。
In fact, Jesus had so much power that just like God in the beginning,
所以耶稣基督就像天父一样有这么大的一个能力。
He would just have to say something and it happens.
他只需要讲就说有就有。
Now I've tried this many times.
我这么试过很多次。
To say things expecting them to happen.
去说一件事情然后期望会发生。
Picking on my son now, sometimes I say to my son, Israel,
有时候我就跟我儿子说
hide in your room.
说哈哈跟我儿子说以色列去清扫你的房间
expecting that it will just happen
希望我说完这件事情就成就了
and usually 20 minutes later Israel you haven't tidied your room yet
通常是20分钟以后我又会去说儿子你还是没有清扫房间
you see my words Not the same as the word of God.
我的话语的力量跟神的话语的力量不太一样。
I do not have power to make someone do or to think anything.
我没有这个能力去让其他人做这些他们不愿意做的事情。
But the word of Jesus was uniquely powerful.
但是耶稣基督他的话语却是如此独特的全能有力量的。
In that.When he spoke to blind eyes and said, "Eyes be open."
所以当他跟一个盲人说，你的眼睛开了。
They would open, and the person would see.
然后那个盲人就看见了。
Or for the man who was lame.
或者是一个瘸腿的人。
Stand up and walk.
起来行走。
And the man walked.
然后那个人就起来行走了。
Not just over illness, over nature itself.
不是只是对于这些生病的人，甚至对大。自然的一切都有力量。
If there was a storm around here tonight,
就是如果说今天有一个暴风雨在这里
everybody would think that you are crazy if you went out and said, "Storm, stop."
但如果说暴风止住吧，大家都会觉得你疯了。
And yet, that's what Jesus did in the middle of a storm. He simply said, "Be still."
但是这个就是耶稣在一个暴风中所说的，他就说止住吧。
And it happened.
然后就发生了。
He spoke to demons and commanded them to leave people.
他对魔鬼说话，说离开他们，离开这些人。
He even did the most impossible of miracles.
他甚至做了 最不可能的神迹奇迹。
Speaking to a cold, lifeless body.
对一个已经没有生气、已经完全冰冷的一个尸体说话。
And life returned to a young girl.
然后这个生命就回到这个。
A man called Lazarus came out of the tomb.
一个女孩身上也有拉撒路身上，他们从死里复活了。
You see, all the stories that we read about Jesus point to this fact is that he himself is mighty God.
所以我们从圣经各种故事看到，耶稣基督他就是那全能的神。
The way that Paul writes about it,
那保罗怎么说呢？
Is that he says that the same power
他说同样的能力
that raised Jesus Christ from the dead.
让耶稣基督从死亡中复活的能力
is the same power that's in you and me by His Holy Spirit.
透过圣灵就在我们每一位信徒的生命当中。
Jesus Himself actually said, "All these things you've seen me do, you will do these things and even greater in My name."
耶稣曾经说过，你看到我所做这一切，你会做比我更大的。
Because He is mighty God.
因为他是全能的神。
And He said, "Because I'm going back to heaven, I can now send My Spirit to everybody."
他说，因为我现在要升天回到天上，那我就要将我的灵赐下，赐在你们中间。
And this is incredibly good news because so often we think that there are forces in our life that are the most powerful thing.
这是一个非常好的消息，因为有时候我们会想说，我们生命中有一些非常黑暗的一些权势在那。
When I had my brain bleed a few months ago,
就像我几个月前当我的脑溢血的时候
，It could have been easy to have thought that it was the illness that had the most power.
可能会很容易的让我想到说，哦，是疾病已经胜过我的能力了。
Or how about this one? If you have a fear or a phobia,
或者是你有一个非常深的恐惧，可能你有一个什么很大的一个恐惧。
Mine is heights and flying.
那我可能有点惧高症，然后我也害怕去飞。
And there's a moment where you face that fear.
然后有一些时候你就要面对这些恐惧。
And it feels like the most powerful thing in your life.
然后你就感觉到这好像这个你的担忧、你的惧怕是一个很大的能力在那里。
And you start to say to yourself, "I can't do this. I can't do this."
然后你就一直告诉自己，我做不到，我做不到，我做不到。
Or for some of us,
或者我们其中有一些人
，it's the anxiety.
可能是有一些焦虑。
It feels like the most powerful force in our life.
可能这个焦虑就成了你生命中好像最大的一个力量在那里。
Always worried about, will I get a mark that is good enough on the test?
让我一直担心说，哦，我能不能得到一个足够好的成绩？
What will my friends think of me?
或者我的朋友会对我？
What will my mother think of me? What will my grandmother think of me if I fail?
我的朋友会怎么想？我的妈妈会怎么想？我的祖母会怎么想？如果我没有过这个考试的话，怎么办？
But there is a simple truth that all of these things.
但是有个很简单的真理。
Pale into insignificance compared to the power of Jesus.
这些黑暗的力量。当你跟全能的神耶稣基督的力量来相比的话，一点都不是什么。
Not only can we talk to Jesus because He's the wonderful Counselor.
我们因为耶稣基督是奇妙的测试，我们可以来跟他讲话。
But we can expect that when He moves in power.
我们也可以期许，当耶稣基督在做工的时候
，It will make all of the difference that we would ever need.
会在我们生命中出现非常大的神迹奇事。
What about this next name?
下一个名字。
Everlasting Father.
永在的父。
This name that speaks to the fact that Jesus is the eternal one.
这个名字告诉我们，耶稣是一个什么永恒存在的。
The Bible describes Jesus as being there before anything was made.
圣经告诉我们，耶稣在创世以前，他已经就在了。
And Jesus will still be there after everything has faded away.
就算所有都消失以后，耶稣基督还是在那里。
Jesus is constant.
耶稣是永恒的。
Jesus has been there in the past, and He's here today, and He'll be there for the far future.
耶稣是昔在、今在、永在的神。
But I often find that this name, Eternal Father, is one that a lot of people struggle with.
但我常发现很多人会非常的有疑惑关于这个永在的父这个词。
One of the problems is,
有一个问题是这样的。
Every single one of us has an earthly father.
因为我们每一个人都有一个肉身的父亲。
And I say this, every father has fallen short.
然后很多时候我们的肉身的父亲都不怎么样。
Some people had very distant fathers.
有一些人跟他的肉身的父亲是非常有距离的。
Who had a very hard exterior.
他们可能有一个非常严厉的一个父亲。
Some people felt that maybe their fathers were harsh or that they didn't care.
或者有些人觉得他的父亲根本就不在意他，然后对他非常的坏。
Many people today struggle because their fathers are absent.
很多人今天就是有这样的困难，因为在他成长的背景中，他的父亲从来都不在。
I was reading something to say that in North America,
我读了一个文章关于今天在北美。
Almost half of all homes have no father in that home.
在北美大概一半的家庭里是父亲是不在的。
And in fact, when they do a lot of the psychological research about why do we have issues,
当他做很多心理研究说那我们为什么会有这些挑战的时候。
The number one root cause of those issues,
第一名的最高分的一个原因是因为
is because of a difficult relationship with a father.
是因为孩子们跟父亲有一个非常不好困难的一个关系。
And so it's led many different people to struggle when they think about God as Father or Jesus as Eternal Father.
所以当很多人当他去思考说哦，耶稣是永在的父，或者是思考父神这件事情的时候，他就有一些困难。
But there is something here that's very important for us to take a hold of.
但是这里有一个很重要的事情可以让我们抓住它。
Is that Jesus?
就是耶稣。
Perfectly reveals the heart of God the Father.
耶稣是把父神的心完全的彰显出来的。
In fact, he said at one point, "If you know me, you know the Father."
所以他自己说，如果你看见我，就是看见父；你认识我，就是认识父。
I will only do the things I see my Father do.
我只做我父所做的事情。
And I'll only say the things that I hear my Father say.
我只说我父所说的事情。
And so when we read the stories of Jesus, we're actually seeing what does true fatherhood look like.
所以当我们去看耶稣基督他所行的他的故事的时候，我们才看到真正的一个父亲的一个形象。
And let's be clear, Jesus was not distant.
所以耶稣不是一个跟你有很远距离的人。
Or harsh.
他也不是一个非常的严厉的。
He was loving.
他是一个非常慈爱的。
Compassionate.
他是有恩慈的。
He loved to spend time with people.
他喜欢与人花时间与人在一起陪伴他们。
He was still strong.
他还是非常的强壮。
He still knew how to guide.
他也知道怎么样去带领你。
And even to discipline.
甚至是去管教你。
But he was this wonderful mix of everything that's strong and everything that's loving.
但是他是一个非常有能力跟一个非常慈爱的一个混合。
I know for me, it's the biggest challenge as a father.
对我身为一个父亲是一个很大的挑战。
How can I be all of these things?
我怎么能够成为这样子像耶稣一样这么完美的？
But there is a reality here.
但是有一个事实在这里。
And one of the most beautiful things that I read in the whole of the Bible,
在我读圣经发现一个最美的一件事
is the fact that it says that God wants to adopt us.
就是当他说耶稣神要收养我们
as sons and daughters.
神要收养我们，使我们成为他的儿女。
Now the reality is.
那事实上。
So many people live lonely lives.
我们在活，很多人活在一个非常孤独的生命中。
Many, many, many people struggle with mental health issues.
很多人在经历一些心理上的一些问题。
Sometimes life is hard because we are living in a strange and foreign land.
有时候 生活很困难，因为我们住在一个远离在一个异国他乡的土地上。
And we have lost that rootedness.
然后我们就失去了好像那个根。
There's a story in the Old Testament about God's people in exile.
旧约里有关于就是神的子民在被流放放逐的时候的。
And in the Psalms, they say, "How can we sing the song of the Lord in a strange land?"
在诗篇说我们在异国他乡怎么样继续去赞美我们的神呢
？Because they feel alone.
因为他们感觉到孤单。
And because they feel abandoned.
他们感觉到被遗弃。
But listen to what Jesus said in John 14.
但是让我们看耶稣在约翰福音十四章怎么说。
He said, "I will not leave you as orphans."
他说我不撇下你们为孤儿。
When we are, you know, adopted by God through Jesus Christ.
当我们因为耶稣基督而被神所收养。
The Bible says that you and I are now viewed in the same way that God views His Son Jesus.
所以圣经上说，就好像就我们就像神的儿女一样。
We are co-heirs with Christ.
我们就跟基督一样，成为弟兄姐妹。
Which means we now have His family name.
意思是我们现在就有他的家庭的名字。
All of the rights, all of the freedoms, all of the riches of being part of that family.
就成为了这个主的大家庭的一份子。
I was recently speaking with a friend.
我最近跟一个朋友讲话。
Who, when they were little, they were actually orphaned.
当他们小时候，他们其实是孤儿。
He grew up in India.
他在印度长大。
And if you know about that land, there is a kind of caste system in place.
如果你知道印度的话，有一个种族阶级制。
Everybody has a level at which they operate.
种姓阶级，对，然后每一个人都是四阶里其中一阶。
You have got the wealthy, the elite.
所以你有最上面这一层的。
You have the middle class.
然后中间的。
You have the lower class.
下面一点的。
And then there is this underclass.
对，最后一个贱民的一个阶级。
Who are viewed as less than human?
他们被人视为比人不如的一群人。
And that's what my friend was.
那我的朋友就是那个最低的阶级的。
Now there was a guy.
然后就有一个人。
Who had become a Christian.
他成为了基督徒。
And God had turned his life around.
神将他的生命翻转。
And he just began to take many, many children in from the streets.
然后他就在路上收养了一个两个很多个孤儿。
And for my friend who was brought into this home.
然后我的朋友他就被这样收养。
There was this wonderful family that cared for him.
有一个这么有爱的家庭关心他。
And they loved him.
然后他们爱他。
And they nurtured him.
他们教养他。
And they led him to Jesus.
他们带他认识神。
But my friend describes a day where his life changed forever.
然后朋友说，真的那天他的生命完全的被翻转。
See, one of the things you need to know about the man is the man was one of these upper.classes.
然后这个收养他的人是在一个这个比较高阶级的这个种族里的。
He said to my friend.
然后他告诉我朋友。
He said, "No longer will you be called."
他说，你不会再被叫为贱民。
But I'm going to give you a new name.
那我要给你一个新的一个名字。
And the name that you are going to bear.
然后接下来你的名字会是。
Is my family name.
是我的姓氏，我的家庭家族的。
From this day forth, you will bear the name of my family.
就从今天开始，你就成为我家族里的一份子。
Now, in that culture, taking that name,
在那个文化中能够拿到这个姓
meant that overnight, everybody viewed him differently.
意思就是一夜之间，所有人看你的眼光都会不一样了。
No longer was he in this kind of underclass.
你就不再是那个贱民阶级的人。
But now he had all of the rights and the freedoms and the privileges of his father's family name.
但是他现在有他养父的所有的这个名字，所有的这个阶级的这一些好处。
That's the same thing for us in Christ Jesus.
这个我们像就像我们在耶稣基督里就是这样子的。
The name that we bear.
我们本来所有的名字。
Our family name.
我们的家族的这个名字。
Is Christian.
是基督徒。
Little Christ, literally that's what it means. Little Christ.
是小基督的意思。
And because we now bear the name of Jesus Christ as adopted sons and daughters,
因为我们现在有了耶稣基督的这个名字，我们成为神的儿女。
We are no longer on the outside of God's favor,
我们就不再是这个家庭以外的人。
But we have access to all of those privileges of being His family.
我们现在有在基督里这个大家庭里所有的这些权利。
Which brings me to the last name.
所以就让我们看最后一个。
Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father.
奇妙测试全能的神，永在的父。
But he also called him the Prince of Peace.
他还被称为和平的君。
Now, many nations.
在很多的国家。
In this world.
在这世上。
Would claim to be nations that love peace.
他们都会说我们自己是一个爱好和平的国家。
And yet there is not a single nation in this world.
但是在这世上没有任何一个国家。
That has never fought in a war.
是没有打过仗的。
Nations will always look to their own interests.
每一个国家都会为自己的利益而着想。
We see it at the moment here between USA and between this nation.Canada.
我们就连这个美国跟加拿大中间都有问题。
Supposedly friends, but they're fighting right now.
本来应该是两个好朋友，但是现在也在那打架。
Well, Isaiah starts to speak about this prince and of his kingdom.
以赛亚开始讲关于这个和平的君和他的国度。
And he describes this kingdom as being a place of true justice and true righteousness.
他形容这个国度是有真正的公义和真正的公平在的。
Jesus is going to bring a peace unlike any other peace we've ever seen in this world.
耶稣所带来的这个平安，这个和平，不是我们世上所看到任何一样的和平。
Now, I had a privilege, probably about 7 years ago, I actually went to China, to, you know, Beijing.
Oh, 大概七年前我去了中国北京。
And I went because I'd always dreamt of walking along the Great Wall of China.
我去因为我一直梦想着可以上这个长城。
And of course, for that wall, it was built so that the Mongols would be kept out, right?
长城建造是因为让这个蒙古人可以不要打进来。
It was built to not to bring peace, but to kind of stop them entering.
Yeah, 不是因为和平而造，是为了防御而造的。
Now, I share this because I used to live in Ireland.
我这样分享是因为我本来在爱尔兰生活。
Yeah. And Ireland is a beautiful country, but has a very difficult history.
爱尔兰是非常漂亮国家，但是有一个非常复杂的历史。
Ireland used to have two very large groups of people.
爱尔兰以前是有两族很大的。
It still does.
现在还是一样，两族很大的族人。
Protestants and Catholics.
Okay.有那个基督徒、新教徒跟这个，就是新教徒跟天主教徒。
Now they both think Christ is Lord.
这两群人都觉得耶稣基督是主。
And yet they're fighting all the time.
但是他们俩老打架。
Fighting about who is in charge.
就是谁应该是有权力的。
Is it the Pope or not?
是这个教皇吗？还是？不是。
fighting about Mary and about, you know, Mary's role. Should you pray to her or not?
Oh, 然后关于这个应不应该跟玛利亚祷告，然后他们两群人一直在辩论吵架。
And for a long time,
所以有很长段时间
，everybody who was Catholic, they would say that I'm Irish.
所有的天主教徒都会说我是爱尔兰人。
Protestants would say I'm British.
然后新教徒会说我是英国人。
The British have never caused any issues around the world, have they? That's a joke. Yeah. But in Ireland there was fighting for a long, long time.
所以在爱尔兰他们就这样子一直打架。
There would be bombs going off.
然后就是炸弹。
Lots of people shot and killed.
很多人被射击死掉。
And yet in the late 90s, they signed a peace treaty.
在大概90年他们就签了一个和平条例。
And to mark this peace treaty in the city of Belfast,
然后在 Belfast 这里签了这个和平。
They built walls.
然后为了这个和平条例，他们竟然建了个墙。
And so, if you ever go to that city,
所以你如果去那个城市
，Catholic neighborhood,
然后这边就是天主教的邻社区
，Protestant neighborhood,
新教徒的社区
，and they build a big wall 30 foot high between them.
然后中间有个非常高的墙挡在这两个社区中间。
And they named them.Peace walls.
然后他们说这个是和平墙。
Now, the irony is.
所以很讽刺的是。
That's not really peace.
这不是真正的和平。
A ceasefire, maybe.
停火呀，可能是和平。
But that's not peace.
但是这个不是真的和平。
The word in Hebrew.
啊，在希伯来文这个字。
Is the word shalom,
是 shalom,
which means wholeness in every aspect of life.
Shalom 是在你的生活中的每方方面面的一个全面性的。
Peace is a word about everything being in order.
是一个全面性的，所有事情都非常有秩序的一个平安。
Everything being unified.
所有东西都合一的。
You might use the word harmony. Everything is working in harmony.
你可能会用和谐这个词。
And Jesus is that prince.
而耶稣就是这个和平的君。
Whose purpose was to bring shalom to you and to me and to this world.
他的目的就是将平安带到这个世上，带到你我中间。
To heal every aspect of our lives.
在我们生命中的每一方面都来医治我们。
Forgive us of our sins.
赦免我们的罪。
Deliver us from the, you know, what's the word? Power of sin.
将我们从罪的权势中释放出来。
To heal broken relationships.
去医治我们这些破碎的关系。
To break down the walls that actually separate us.
将这个两下的这个挡住的墙给拆下。
And the vision of shalom ends in Revelation.
Shalom 这个词的这个画面是在这个启示录中。
And friends, you and I got a little bit of a taste of shalom last week.
上周我们尝到了一点点关于 shalom 是什么。
Every tongue, every tribe, every nation worshiping the Lamb.
各族各方不同语言的人各个民族聚在一起一起来敬拜神的羔羊。
His kingdom isn't to wage war against this world.
所以他的国度不是来跟世上的国度来打架的。
But it's to bring the fullness of his peace to bear on the world.
而是把他所有的平安和平带到这个世上来。
That's why, brothers and sisters, as followers of Jesus Christ,
这就是为什么我们这些跟随耶稣基督的人
our calling is to be peacemakers in this world.
我们被呼召成为这个世上的和平之子。
The way that Christ spoke about this,
所以基督是怎么样来讲这件事情的
is that even when there are people who mock you,
是当别人嘲笑你
or beat you,
甚至打你
or persecute you,
或者是逼迫你。
Our response is to bless them and to pray for them and to turn the other cheek.
我们的反应应该是来祝福他们，去为他们祷告，甚至是将另一个脸转过来给他们。
We don't meet violence with violence.
我们不是用暴力来解决暴力。
We meet violence with the love of Christ.
我们而是用神的爱来解决暴力。
Jesus.
耶稣
showed that himself.
他是自己也是这样子的展现的。
On the night that they arrested him.
当他们把他被抓
，He refused to fight back.
他拒绝去跟他们那个争讨。
One of his disciples, Peter, was ready to go.
其中一个就是彼得，他的门徒彼得是真的是想要为他争一口气。
It actually describes how Peter went and grabbed a sword and started fighting someone.
彼得冲过去拔起那个刀，然后开始要砍那个仆人的耳朵。
And Jesus said no.
耶稣说不是的，不是的，不要这样。
Those who live by the sword die by the sword.
那些会使用刀剑的会死在刀剑之下。
He was accused and he stayed silent.
他非常的安静沉默。
He was beaten, but he stayed.Focused.
他虽然被打，但是他非常的专注在他要完成的事。
And he was nailed to a cross.
他被钉在十字架上。
Now remember, Jesus is mighty God.
记得哦，耶稣是全能的神。
Jesus just had to say one word.
耶稣只要说一句话。
And he would have been off the cross.
那他就可以从十字架上下来了。
He could have said one word and saved his own life.
他可以说一个字就拯救他自己了。
But he knew the way of peace required him to lay down his life.
但是他知道那和平的道路是需要他将他的生命献上的。
And thank God he did that.
感谢神他这么做了。
If the Savior of the world had not died for the world,
如果说耶稣基督没有为世上的人而死的话，
you and I would have no hope of shalom.
你和我今天真的是没有任何的平安的盼望。
But as it is, praise be to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
所以感谢赞美我们的神。
Who has brought peace to bear?
耶稣基督将和平带下。
And I love the way that it's described in Philippians.
我喜欢腓立比书这样说。
As followers of Jesus, you and I can experience a peace that transcends rational thought and understanding.
身为耶稣基督的门徒，我们可以去经历这个样子的一个平安。
I love the story of Brother Yun.
我喜欢杨弟兄的故事。
Brother Yun, yeah, he was arrested in the 60s.
他在
China, in prison.
中国60年代被捕，在中国入狱。
And the guards were afraid to go to his cell.
然后那些看守的监狱的人，他们很害怕去他的那个监狱里。
Not because he would fight them.
不是因为他会跟他们来吵架。
But because he showed them so much love and peace, they knew that their hearts would be changed.
是因为他会跟他们分享如此多的 这表现出的爱和平安和和平，会让他们感到愧疚。
When the sons and daughters of God are filled with the love and peace of the Father,
当神的儿女们能够表现出神的这样的爱，
everything changes.
所有事情都改变了。
So friends, today I want to encourage you.
所以朋友们，今天我想鼓励你们。
You need to know the child with many names.
你需要来认识这个荣耀尊名的圣子。
You might listen to those names and think, I like this one.
你可能听了这四个名字会说，哦，我喜欢这个名字。
I like the fact that he is Prince of Peace.
哦，我喜欢他是和平的君这个名字。
Or you might think, Wonderful Counselor, that's really good, I need help.
就说，哦，或者你说，哦，我需要帮助，所以我喜欢奇妙测试这个名字。
But my prayer for you.
但是我对你的祷告是。
Is that you would know him by each of his names.
是你会将这四个名字都能够来认识他。
That you would experience the fullness of Jesus Christ in your life.
你可以在你的生命中经历这个神的大能。
Not just this part and not just this part.
是不是只是这个，而是全面性的认识他。
All of him.
所有关于他的一切。
Friends, the beauty of Jesus.
耶稣基督的美丽。
Is that it simply requires calling on His name?
就简简单单的需要我们能够来呼求他的名。
Today you can pray, Jesus, I want to know you as wonderful counselor.
今天你就可以这样祷告，主耶稣基督，我想要来认识你，来认识你是奇妙的测试。
I need a relationship with mighty God.
我想要跟全能的神有一个建立一个关系。
Want to experience the love of the everlasting Father.
我想要经历永在的父，你完全的爱。
And I so need.Your peace, Prince of Peace, in my life.
我需要和平的君，你进入我的生命中，赐给我平安。
If you call on His name, He will answer.
如果你呼求他的名，他一定会回答你。
You call on His name, He'll come to your aid.
你呼求他的名，他会来帮助你。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Well, Lord, this day we want to thank you because you are.Wonderful counselor.
主啊，我们今天来到你面前，要感谢你，主啊，因为你是奇妙的测试。
You are the way, the truth, and the life.
主啊，你是道路、真理、生命。
We want to thank you because we see that you have all power.
我们要感谢你，因为你是全能的。
And yet, unlike so many in this world, where if they have power, it corrupts.
不像这世界上有权柄的，他们都会堕落。
You have all power, and yet you are entirely loving.
你是全能的，但是你同时也是全然慈爱的。
And I want to thank you that it was your good wisdom.
我们来感谢你，主啊，因为是你的智慧。
To bring all this power and all this love to bear on this world because you wanted there to be peace.
将这些智慧，将这些爱，将这些能力带到这世上，因为你希望这世上有和平。
This Christmas, we want to encounter you as you are.
这个圣诞让我们真的是能够来经历你。
We don't just want some of you, Jesus. We want all of you.
我们不是想要经历你的一点点，而是想要经历你的全部。
And so we submit our lives to your lordship.
所以主啊，我们将我们的生命全然的献上。交在你的脚前。
Our heart is to live as part of your kingdom.
主，我们的心是可以成为你永恒国度的一部分，为你而活。
So I ask, Lord, that you would take us and use us for your glory.
主啊，所以求你真的是能够拣选我们，主啊，使用我们为你荣耀的国度。
That you would take this church.
主啊，求你来拣选这个教会。
And use it for your purpose and your glory.
让这个教会成为荣耀你名，成为能够将你的国度彰显的教会。
Reveal yourself.
主啊，将你自己显现给我们。
So that we can make you known.
让我们可以将你的名传播到世界各地。
Amen.
Amen.